I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
This is Your Health Matters with Dr. Ram Nayar. Dr. Ram digs deep into all things to keep you healthy. And now, the man who wears a caution sign on his back, which reads, High Energy Human Molecules Inside. Dr. Ram Nayar and Your Health Matters.
Welcome to another edition of Your Health Matters. I am Dr. Ram Nayar, your host. This program is sponsored by Dr. Ram LLC, a consultant company for assisting and providing guidance in submitting grant proposals for funding your favorite projects. Especially the company is specialized in the grants for the STEM areas, that is science, technology, engineering and mathematics areas. Even though we could help with any type of grants for nonprofits or community organizations, as well as educational institutions, small and large. Please go to our website, drnayar.com, that is drnayar.com, or email at info@drnayar.com. You may also call toll-free 1-844-9-GRANTS. That number again is 1-844-947-2687. Today, I wanted to talk to you about a disease that is prevalent among the African Americans, even though it is also found in Hispanics, Southern European ancestral folks, Middle Eastern folks, as well as Asian Indian backgrounds. The disease is called sickle cell anemia, and a serious form of that disease is called sickle cell disease. The reason that I wanted to talk about this is because in the medical field right now, there is a tremendous amount of research going on across the world, as a matter of fact, more so in the United States and in France, for example, on finding a cure for the sickle cell disease. This is an inherited disease, and that which means that it is caused because of a defect in the gene. Now, approximately 100,000 Americans have sickle cell disease. That is about one in every 365 black children are born with sickle cell disease. One in 13 African-American babies are born with what is known as sickle cell trait. That is not as serious as sickle cell disease. Trait means you are carrying the genes for sickleness in the red blood cells, but don't come out as a full-blown disease. I will talk to you about how this disease is passed on from generation to generation, because it is a matter of how the genes segregate during conception from the two parents. Right now, I wanted to mention to you a few background about what this is all about. In our blood, we have the red blood cells, which functions for two reasons. One, to give oxygen to every cell and tissue in our body. And the second purpose is to make sure that it carries the oxygen into all the other parts of the body, and then also provide the essential functioning of the organs and organ systems. Now, the red blood cells are not forever. They live in a normal individual for 90 to 120 days, the normal red blood cells. The body automatically replenish or replace the dead red blood cells, and new red blood cells are made every 120 days. Sickle cell disease is a group of inherited red blood cell disorders. People suffering from sickle cell disease have abnormal hemoglobin. Hemoglobin is the protein that is in the red blood cells, which gives the blood the red color. And the red blood cells itself have the shape of a donut with a depression in the middle, and except that there is no hole, and so it is like a disc-shaped or donut-shaped structure. What happens in people with the genetic defect of sickling of the red blood cells is that the round shape or the donut shape of the red blood cell is transformed into a sickle form or a crescent shape because of the genetic defect. If that happens, then what happens is that the normal function of the red blood cell, which is carrying oxygen to various parts of the body and also exchanging the carbon dioxide and oxygen from the tissues, will be affected, which means those areas where the blood supply is going, and if the RBC or the red blood cells have this sickling shape, then there is a less possibility of getting enough oxygen for the cells or tissues, and that can damage eventually the cells and tissues and cause various kinds of diseases. Now, this small defect in the gene has been already identified way back, years and years back, as a simple defect in one of the amino acids of the hemoglobin protein. Remember, hemoglobin is a protein in the red blood cells. The heme part is the one that gives the red color to the blood. The name of the globin part of the name is the protein part. What happens is that the gene that directs the production of the globin or the protein part of the hemoglobin will have the defect, which means the protein is a highly folded structure and it changes its shape, and once it changes, the protein changes its shape, one or two things happen. Either it becomes malfunctioning or it becomes completely dysfunctional. So that is the reason why sickle cell happens. So obviously this is not a transmittable disease in the sense, it's not a contagious disease, I should say. It is transmittable in the sense that it can be vertically transmitted, meaning from generation to generation, if both parents have the trait. We will talk a little bit about that also as we go along. But what you have to understand is that this is something that is genetically inherited, and it is simply the result of a gene malfunctioning and producing a protein which is not in the normal shape. And once the protein shape is affected, the function of the protein also is affected, and that's one of the reasons why the red blood cells become a kind of a crescent shaped or a sickle shape, and then hence the name sickle cell anemia. And the name anemia came because anemia means actually, you know, you have less blood circulation in areas where it is highly demanded. And also the nutrients are not provided enough through the circulation. And anemia means actually there is less red blood cells in the count because they are dying off soon. And the energy, the normal energy that we all have through our metabolic processes are affected. In fact, when we exercise, you know, the red blood cells count actually increases because the bone marrow is the part where the red blood cells are produced. And imagine that even as they are produced, if they are not in the right shape, if they don't have the right type of protein, then of course it is going to be affected. And that means you are getting tired and fatigue. And then of course, all the concomitant result of a malfunctioning gene and a malfunctioning red blood cell can affect the body in various ways. Now, if you look at the interesting thing about the sickle cell, the compared to the 90 to 120 days of a normal red blood cell in our body, a sickle cell person would have his or her red blood cells live only for 10 to 20 days. Now, can you imagine that from 90 to 120 days is a normal life of a red blood cell, and here is a person whose red blood cells live only for 10 to 20 days. That's a lot of short time, and the body tries to make, but it can't catch up, because you know the normal procedure of making new red blood cells is that period of time, and if it is shortened, the body can't cope up with it. And not only that, as a result, there will be a less number of red blood cells in a person who has sickle cell trait or sickle cell disease. And when they have a low red blood cell count, that's the time we call that sickle cell anemia. So anemia is the lack of enough blood circulation, or RBC, in the blood, whereas sickle cell disease is a step higher than that, which causes much more complications in the system. I had a friend when I was going to graduate school. I had a friend who had one of my very close friend who had sickle cell disease, and it is sad to say that after a few years, I mean, he passed away. And you know, I still remember those days, and that was in the 70s. And I will talk to more about the disease itself as we come back. Now you are listening to Your Health Matters, and this is Dr. Ram.
Keeping you healthy is his job. Dr. Ram Nair, Your Health Matters. Looking for a grant and don't know how to get one? Call 844-9-GRANTS. Dr. Ram, LLC, the proud sponsor of this program. Two-year colleges, four-year colleges and universities. If you're looking for a consultant to help you in submitting a grant for science, technology, engineering, mathematics, STEM, Dr. Ram, LLC, can help you from the beginning to the submission. If you're a nonprofit or for-profit organization, contact Dr. Ram, LLC for your needs to raise funds through grants. If you need a program evaluator, Dr. Ram Nair is available. Dr. Ram Nair has over 36 years of experience in grants. Just go to our website and contact us now at www.drnair.com. That's www.drnair.com. Or email us at info@drnair.com. Call us toll free at 1-844-9-GRANTS. 1-844-947-2687.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio. Now, back to Dr. Ram Nair and Your Health Matters.
You are listening to Your Health Matters, and this is Dr. Ram, your host. I was talking to you all about sickle cell disease as well as sickle cell anemia and the difference between the two. And as I mentioned, it is a genetic disorder caused because of a single gene defect. The gene itself is in chromosome number 11. We have 23 pairs of chromosome, and on chromosome number 11 is the gene that makes the hemoglobin molecules or proteins. Hemoglobin itself is a very large protein with the heme part of it, which gives the red blood color, and the globin is the protein part. What happens, I was mentioning, is that when the gene functions normally, the red blood cells live for 90 to 120 days, and then it is replenished automatically in our system. Whereas when the gene is defective, two things happen. One of them, most importantly, is the red blood cells shape changes into either a crescent shape or a kind of a sickle shape. What happens, or what is the result of that change in the shape, is disastrous in many cases, simply because the very function of the red blood cell is to provide oxygen, carry oxygen, and take back the carbon dioxide from the circulation from the tissues and cells, and also to provide nutrients into the cells and tissues for their growth and metabolic functions. But if the normal shape is changed, that means the efficiency of the red blood cell reduces considerably. You can imagine that, you know, in a sickle cell versus a round shape, you know, you have less area for exchange of gases or transport of nutrients, because the shape has reduced the amount of oxygen that can be carried in the blood, which automatically tells that the sickle red blood cells or the deformed red blood cells will not be living as much as the normal red blood cells. The number of days that the sickle cell lives is only 10 to 12 days, and the body, or 12 to 20 days, I would say, and the body tries to replenish the lost red blood cells, but it can cope up with the diminishing red blood cells, and eventually that causes the lack of red blood cells in the person who has the sickle cell trait. And that is called the anemia. That anemia means then, you know, you are becoming fatigued, you are becoming weak, and you are carrying the gene, and your functions are very slow, metabolic functions slow down, and eventually, you know, it is a kind of a debilitating disease, sickle cell anemia itself. Now, I was also mentioning about one of my friends who passed away with sickle cell disease, and that is because, you know, those days, in the 70s, the life expectancy in the United States of a person with a sickle cell disease was only about 14 years. Now, in other words, 40 people with sickle cell disease used to pass away when they were anywhere between 40 and 60 years in the 70s. But now it has become much better. There's a lot of prolonging of life because so much of research has gone into this field that we are coming closer and closer to finding a solution. Of course, you know, the only way, right away I can say, to make a permanent change is that if we can come up with a successful gene therapy, which is actually putting the right type of gene instead of the defective gene in that place. I have spoken about gene therapy in another section of my program here, and if that time I have mentioned that this is a field that is fast developing and scientists are still struggling. The real reason is the struggle is not so much in finding how to replace the gene, put the gene in the right place and introduce the gene, but the struggle right now is in finding the minimizing some other side effects that happens due to gene therapy, and also the vehicle or the conduit through which the gene is inserted into the body needs to be examined further. So that is the only reason why gene therapy is not coming as fast as probably any other therapeutic mechanisms. But it's just a matter of time. I can assure you that, you know, given another 5-10 years, we are going to find gene therapy in many of the inherited diseases, including sickle cell disease. Now, we were talking about who can get the sickle cell disease. Of course, I mentioned to you about the racial profile of the disease, meaning that it is predominantly in the African Americans, but that doesn't preclude even Hispanics or Asian Americans or Middle Eastern and some of the Europeans, because there is a different form of blood disease called thalassemia, which is actually kind of a variation of the sickle cell, which is found in the European people with European ancestry. So it is kind of global in that sense, just that there are two different slight variations of the disease. Now, how does this hemoglobin become so bad when it becomes sickle? Also, I mentioned, because the function changes. Now, when one of the reason why the symptoms come is because of the sickled red blood cells. When they move in the blood vessels, they have a tendency to clump together, and when they clump together, what they will happen is they will form stiff rods within the blood vessels, and then that will become stick to the inside of the blood vessels, preventing the transport of oxygen between the cells and the blood vessels. Remember, the blood vessels are narrow or larger tubes carrying the blood along with the red blood cells. So imagine that these red blood cells, which are sickled in shape, stick to the walls or the inside walls of the red blood cells. Obviously, then the transport between the red blood cells, the blood vessels, and the tissues or cells are prevented. Kind of, you know, if you wanted to imagine this in your visual mind, you can say to yourself, it is like clogging a pipe, right? And that's exactly what it is. And it clogs the blood vessels such that the function of the blood vessels is completely taken away, resulting in lack of oxygen in the tissues that the blood is circulating, and also causing eventually, if it continues, to even organ failure. Stoppage of this oxygen transportation and nutrient transportation through the blood vessels of a sickle person can affect various organs. It can affect spleen, brain, eyes, lungs, liver, heart, kidneys, even the sexual organ, the penis can be affected, joint bones, and even the skin. So you can imagine the extent of the damage that the sickled cells can do to our body. You are listening to Your Health Matters, and this is Dr. Ram.
keeping you healthy is his job. Dr. Ram Nair, your health matters.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours.
dollars.
Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
Now, back to Dr. Ram Nair and your Health Matters.
You are listening to Your Health Matters, and this is Dr. Ram Nair, your host. We were talking about the sickle cell anemia and the sickle cell disease and the differences between the two terminologies that are used. The trait is something that probably you can live with, but some fatigue and malaise and tiredness and that type of thing. But if it becomes a disease, that means that it is a full-blown expression of the defective red blood cells in your system. And I was mentioning about how this thing happens. It is because of a genetic defect, and therefore all that we could do is to manage the disease up to this point in time. But even though I may add that right now there are so much research going on in this particular field all around the world, more so in the United States and Europe and Africa, that they are trying to find out how to probably correct the gene that is defective, so that people can be corrected with an early diagnosis. And it is very easy to actually figure out whether in a family someone would come up with a sickle cell trait or a disease, because one of the things that I would say is that, especially in these days, there are specialized people called genetic counselors, and every young person, if they are planning to have a family together, then they may want to consult a genetic counselor, so that there are some tests that can be done on the blood to find out whether whether the person has the genetic defect. Now, if both parties, the male and the female, both individuals have the trait, then there is a likelihood of 25% of the children getting the disease. Whereas because that's just the way the genes segregate, so 25% of them would have the having a child with a sickle cell anemic trait. 50% of them will have the trait itself, and 25% will have normal hemoglobin. So 1/4 of the children will have the sickle cell disease. Now, you see, this is because of the way in which the genes are transmitted from one generation to the other. Now, what happens as a kind of the symptoms of this particular disease is that, first of all, the disease or the symptoms do not show in a child up to 5 or 6 months of age. In the United States, we have screening of babies for sickle cell anemia or disease, and the parents are notified accordingly. The primary signs of a sickle cell trait or disease is painful swelling of the hands and feet. Also, you can get fatigue because of the anemic condition, and the color of the skin can change to a yellowish color naturally because of lack of enough oxygen into the blood. And this particular color change in the skin, like a pale color, is called jaundice. And also, sometimes in the white of the eye, there can be a kind of a discoloration that can be noticed because of the sickle cell trait. Also, in some cases, there are large number of red blood cells can break up, and that can cause the effect of anemic conditions further complicated. Now, the sickle cell disease itself has a very acute pain, and also in sickle cell disease, what happens is that, remember the clogging or the clumping of these cells that I mentioned earlier in the program, that when they clog or clump or occlude, as we call it, on the inside of the blood vessels, then the flow of blood is blocked, and that will prevent the tissues and the cells and therefore the organs from getting the proper blood circulation or blood supply, as well as exchange of nutrients, etc. So that can cause ultimately the failure of the different organs that are affected. It can affect the body, it can affect the lower back, it can affect the legs, arms, abdomen, and chest. A sickle cell crisis is something that is more serious, that causes, because of the large amount of this blockage happening in various organs and organ systems at the same time, meaning, you know, it becomes a problem affecting more than one organ or organ systems at a particular time, and that can cause what is known as a crisis state, where at that time there will be illness, temperature changes in the body, there will be a lot of stress and dehydration. And also, these folks who have this crisis stage, if they are in a high altitude situation, that can become much worse, because again, in high altitudes, as you know, even for normal people, you know, not all can survive in a higher altitude, because of the requirement of oxygen at higher altitudes are different than the requirement of oxygen at a lower altitude. All these things can cause chronic pain, which often becomes more serious if not taken care of. All that we can do is, in these cases, is manage the pain and manage the stress, because, as I mentioned, permanent cure is not the issue here at this point, at least in time. Severe anemia follows, and then there is something that happens with the spleen cells in these conditions also. Spleen is an organ, a small organ, located on the upper left side of our body, of the belly. And the primary function of the spleen is to filter the germs in the blood. And another function of the spleen is to break up the red blood cells. And also it has a role in making one kind of a white blood cell. Now, what happens in the spleen is that if the sickled red blood cells in the blood vessels that is circulating in the spleen becomes sequestered, or clogging or clumping happens in those splenic blood vessels, then the spleen cannot do its function. The spleen becomes enlarged because of the malfunctioning of the organ itself, and the result of that will be severe anemia ensuing the splenic enlargement. There is another thing which is called the fifth disease, we call it usually, but it is something, you know, it is called aplastic crisis, which is caused by a virus of a type called parvovirus, B19, and this is called the fifth disease, or sometimes they call it the slapped cheek syndrome. This is a very common infection, but in sickle cell disease, it can cause the bone marrow to stop producing new red blood cells for a while, causing severe anemia. So that is something that happens as a side effect of the disease. In fact, you know, a sickle cell disease person is prone to many other things also: shortness of breath, tiredness, and having a, as I mentioned earlier, having a pale skin. But in addition to that, this person can have pneumonia or influenza or meningitis, salmonella infections or staph infections, chlamydia infections, that is usually in the genital area, or mycoplasma, which is another in the lung infection. So what is happening is that even though it is primarily a condition that is affecting the blood circulation and the blood. Blood is so important to our body functions, going to every single nook and corner of our cells and tissues and providing nutrition and also exchange of gases. You can imagine that when that is failed, how hard it is, because organ by organ, you know, the normal functions are altered or made dysfunctional. So these are the main things that, you know, the sickle cell disease can bring on. Now, in children, it is much worse because there can be more complications, you know, and in children, sometimes something known as the silent stroke, that is due to a brain injury that is only seen in the brain, can be seen only by a special type of brain imaging process. There will be no outward sign of strokes in children, but that's why it's called silent stroke. But what it is that you will find that in the brain, some of the cells are not even properly nourished by the blood circulation because of the sickled red blood cells, and that will lead to learning problems and also trouble making decisions and cognitive abilities of a child. So there are some other things that are associated with sickle cell that we can discuss as we progress on this discussion. You are listening to Your Health Matters, and this is Dr. Ram, your host.
Keeping you healthy is his job. Dr. Ram Nair, Your Health Matter. Looking for a grant and don't know how to get one? Call 844-9-GRANTS. Dr. Ram, LLC, the proud sponsor of this program. Two-year colleges, four-year colleges and universities. If you're looking for a consultant to help you in submitting a grant for science, technology, engineering, mathematics, STEM, Dr. Ram, LLC, can help you from the beginning to the submission. If you're a nonprofit or for-profit organization, contact Dr. Ram, LLC for your needs to raise funds through grants. If you need a program evaluator, Dr. Ram Nair is available. Dr. Ram Nair has over 36 years of experience in grants. Just go to our website and contact us now at www.drnair.com. That's www.drnair.com. Or email us at info@drnair.com. Call us toll-free at 1-844-9-GRANTS. 1-844-947-2687.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can
can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
Now, back to Dr. Ram Nair and Your Health Matters.
You are listening to Your Health Matters, and this is Dr. Ram, your host. We were talking about sickle cell anemia and sickle cell disease and the difference between the two. And also, we discussed about the reason why these diseases come. And it is, as I mentioned, it's a genetic defect caused because of a genetic defect in chromosome number 11 of our body, our cells, which somehow mutated or changed in such a way that the protein part of the blood, the red blood cells, which is called the hemoglobin, has changed its shape such a way that the normal function of the red blood cells, which is carrying oxygen to various parts of the body and taking in exchange of nutrients from the tissues and cells, has been impaired. Now, this happens in certain segments of the population, and there is no particular cure as of now, but we are at a stage where we are coming closer and closer to finding a cure prevention, if I may say, by altering the gene, which means that if we can find a way to replace the defective gene with a proper functioning gene, then it should be able to do that. It's not that easy as we say, but the technology is already there. The scientists know how to do that. They have done this replacement of genes by taking the bad one out and inserting the good one in. But there is a lot of steps involved in that, and not only that, the good gene, when it is being inserted into the system, it has to be made functional, and the side effects itself may not be as much, but the main challenge here is to how to insert the gene into a person who has to have this defective gene changed. Now, there has to be a vector or a carrier, like a conduit through which the gene has to be inserted. That is kind of the messenger who is carrying the gene with it. And that usually we use inactivated viruses as a source. But there are studies of gene therapy where they use also the lipid molecules or fat molecules to carry the gene of interest. But that is the kind of thing that we are working on. But the virus that is carrying the good gene is not a virus that can cause the disease, because that virus is already inactivated, that the virus cannot have any bad effect. All that it does is, you know, it's just like a carrier, you know, just carrying, you know, the gene to the cell and inserting the gene at the proper place. Very simple when we say it, but it is much more complicated than it is in the real world. But scientists are coming closer and closer to do that. Now, one of the things that that they have come up so far, at least from the point of view of treatment, is the Food and Drug Administration has approved not long ago a drug called Endari, E-N-D-A-R-I. Endari is an oral powder for patients 5 years and older with sickle cell disease to reduce the complications associated with the disease. Now again, you know, like I said, this drug can only minimize or manage the disease conditions, which is at least better than having nothing to do that. But gene therapy, probably I would think that gene therapy is the way to go, but you know, it definitely is going to take a few more years, but not a whole lot of years, I think, the way it is being done. There is a report of you know, already some success by putting this new gene into the person by using a certain type of virus. Just a few months back, you know, it was announced that there is a some success in that. But what is stopping them from making it common is the some side effects and other things. There is also a study where they are trying to see whether they can come up with something of a anti-sickling gene, a gene that simply, you know, completely prevents the mutated gene from even functioning, that it doesn't even start doing anything. It will not sickle anymore. That kind of study is going on, but that is again a long way off. One of the other things that is being suggested is the bone marrow transplant, but the thing about that is that you have to have an extraordinarily close match, because the bone marrows are the ones that produces the red blood cells, and so if you can have the bone marrow transplant, which is a very cumbersome process, but more than that, finding the proper match is much more difficult. Usually you have to use a sibling or a identical twin type of person to have the match perfectly, because anything else probably won't be as successful as that. Now, then I read up something about a Nigerian doctor in Paris that recently, I think, you know, it came on some TV program also, explaining about a reported gene therapy that is giving some new better results. But again, you know, these are things that we are still looking up to, finding some way to get the treatment properly possible. But it's just a question of time, and I am fully aware that you know, and I'm very confident that it's just a matter of fact that in a few years' time we will come up with a solution to this dreadful disease. So to sum up, I would say that sickle cell disease and sickle cell anemia are two different things in a lot of ways. The disease is more severe. Anemia makes the person more susceptible to fatigue and malaise and tiredness and lethargy and inefficient way of functioning. And it is debilitating in a lot of ways, whereas the disease can actually affect more than one organs if left untreated. And also, a sickle cell disease person will have this problem of getting other diseases because of the lack of sufficient immune response due to the inability of the organ systems to function properly. So this is something that you know, we all have known for a long time, but again, you know, something for which that we have a lot of hope that coming up we can find a proper cure. But any disease, when it is a genetic defect, we don't have a handle on it. In other words, we can kind of predict it if we do the testing of the genes beforehand. There are tests nowadays for genetic profile, but not all of them prefer that doing it because of the personal reasons and privacy reasons. But one can actually get a genetic profile of the genes of a person by actually taking the complete genome profile. That is one of the options there is. And all that we can do is that eventually we are going to come up with a cure for the disease called sickle cell disease. Now, this is time for us to wrap up. And this is Dr. Ram saying, stay healthy, stay happy, so long.
Talk Radio.